Hi, this is Dan Gardner, and I'm the CEO of ViewPlus Technologies, and this is your assistive technology update.
Hello, and welcome to your assistive technology update, a weekly dose of information that keeps you up to date on the latest developments in the field of technology designed to assist individuals with disabilities and special needs. I'm your host, Josh Anderson, with the Indata Project at Easter Seals Crossroads in beautiful Indianapolis, Indiana. Welcome to episode 673 of Assistive Technology Update. It is scheduled to be released on April 19th, 2024. Today's show, we're excited to welcome Dan Gardner from ViewPlus Technologies back onto the show. Let's go ahead and get into it. If you like assistive technology and podcasts, have I got a treat for you. Assistive Technology Update is not our only podcast here at the Indata Project at Easter Seals Crossroads. No, we actually have two others. Assistive Technology Frequently Asked Questions, or ATFAQ, is a question and answer show where we take your questions as well as questions that we receive through our other programs and do our best to answer those with our panel of experts. I use that word very loosely. This show relies on our listeners not just for our questions, but sometimes for the answers. Let's not lie. We do not know everything that there is to know. So we always kind of try to throw those questions out. And sometimes our listeners' feedback, we get to learn stuff as well, which is always a great thing. Or if perhaps you're short on time, we also have Accessibility Minute. Now, Accessibility Minute is just a little taster. It's going to give you just a little bit of information about a new piece of assistive technology, a new app, program, or something else cool that might be able to help individuals with disabilities, and they give you some resources where you can go and check out more about it on your own. So remember, if you like this show, if you like assistive technology and you like podcasts, check out our other shows, Assistive Technology Frequently Asked Questions and Accessibility Minute, to go along with Assistive Technology Update, which you're listening to right now. You can find those over at easterseelstech.com or anywhere you get your podcast. Listeners, we here at the Indata Project are pleased to host a web accessibility webinar for programmers and developers on Wednesday, May 29th, 2024. Attend and join renowned web accessibility professional Dennis Lembry for a full day of training. The training starts with a background on disability, guidelines, and the law. Many techniques for designing and developing an accessible website are then explained. Basic through advanced levels are covered. The main topics include content structure, images, forms, tables, CSS, and ARIA. Techniques on writing for accessibility and testing for accessibility are also covered. If you're involved in web design or development, don't miss this wealth of practical knowledge. Our speaker, Dennis Lembry, is a senior accessibility consultant at DayQ Systems. He was previously director of accessibility at Diamond Web Services and worked several years on the PayPal and eBay accessibility teams. He also has experience at several startup companies and contracted at large corporations including Google, Ford, and Disney. Mr. Lembry published articles, led webinars, and presented on digital accessibility at many conferences, including HTML5 DevCon, CSS DevCon, CSUN, AccessU, Accessing Higher Ground, Accessibility Toronto, and Paris Web. Dennis runs a blog, Facebook, and Mastodon account on web accessibility called WebAx. He created an accessible, two-time national award-winning Twitter app, EasyChirp, which is now sunset. So remember, if you're involved in web design or development or want to learn more about web accessibility, please join us for our web accessibility webinar for programmers and developers on Wednesday, May 29th, 2024. We'll put a link down in the show notes that will get you over to more information as well as our registration page. There is no charge to attend this webinar, but you do need to register. So if you're interested, please check out the link in our show notes. Listeners, today we are very excited to welcome back Dan Gardner, CEO of ViewPlus Technologies. He's here to talk about the hardware and software that they offer to assist individuals who are blind with accessing print, pictures, and also some new updates and cool stuff coming out from them. Dan, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you back on. Kind of before we get into talking about everything ViewPlus Technologies, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh, no.
Me? It's always the hardest question.
I know. It's the ones I always hated in school, right? It's like you're giving a speech, but well, no. So yeah, I'm the son of the founders of U Plus. So it's, you know, I guess it's a blessing or a curse to work with your parents every day. But yeah, no, I mean, at heart, I feel like I've sold my soul a little bit here as moving from engineering into management, air quotes. But it's been a great journey since 2015 in coming in. You know, my wife and I kind of now co-managing the business as my parents are active in the business, but less so. Mm-hmm. To be. So, and we're, yeah, in the midst of, I guess, I still call them kids, but now that they're 20 and 22, I guess they're adult children, right? So, but they're all still at home. And then, you know, anyway, so whether in school or doing things like that. So that's, I guess, between work and kids, that's pretty much our personal life.
No, I got you. I have some of those air quote kids as well. So I completely agree. And I still call them the same thing. Well, on to View Plus Technologies, I guess kind of let's start with a big picture. Just tell us about kind of the company as a whole.
Yeah, well, I mean, the company, we've been around for more than 26 years, and it was founded by my parents. As I said, that, you know, my dad was a physics professor at Oregon State and went in for an eye operation and came out blind. So, and his whole life was around analyzing data. And so was trying to envision how that could happen. And that's the base. You can read the longer story on our webpage, but that's really it. And I'd been around a little bit early on, but I was actually in college at the time of the operation. Mm-hmm. And then as the company started, I was getting started with my family. So I came in 2015, moved back home to help them as they kind of transitioned into it. But View Plus really was founded as a tactile graphics company to be able to make graphical information accessible. You know, because again, so many things were at the time, why did blind people need graphics? What do you, you know, why isn't a description good enough? Well, if it's something that hasn't been discovered yet, then you need to be able to interpret the data for yourself, right? Is the general premise of View Plus. And we've really grown into, you know, Braille, tactile graphics, looking at how multimodal interfaces, and really about how do we make information accessible.
Yeah, and one of the main reasons we had you back on today was to talk about a new device you have called the Color Ink Connect. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it goes into this thing as we discovered, right? We were focused for many, many years on just all the hard stuff, all the things in STEM, right? The science, technology, engineering, and math that we talk about. And it turns out that, you know, a lot of people run away from that compared to when you add a little A in there and it makes STEAM. With the arts. So again, we've kind of stumbled into this as we just were, again, out there talking to people and finding out where they were struggling and hearing so many sort of 15-year-olds saying, I've never been able to color before. And so we started playing around with some coloring books that were, you know, we would say accessible, they're really inclusive, right? But you put the ink and the Braille and the tactile graphics on there. And then it was our supposition that this was something that would be something unique, something that would be kind of interesting to, and it's amazing how it just exploded between those and the big giant format cartoon characters that are tactile within now the color patterns for textures. So we've been playing with this, I guess, since I had some of the ideas during COVID of what could we do to add more contrast or to help, you know, I guess, remove the seeing eye human from the loop. And so a lot of these pieces are all kind of coming together towards this Color Ink Connect thing, because, you know, we've had the Spot Dot for many years, which is an all-in-one, but does just the letter size paper. We've had our production machines, a black ink option, to do, you know, interlining the text. And then we've been showing off like our cut sheet embossers, the Delta and the Rogue sheet, to show how we can do the large format laser printing on our office laser printer, you know, with the big Bart Simpsons and hot air balloons and color wheels and things, to then emboss in a two-step process over the last 2 years, right? Mm-hmm. And we know it's exploding because we can't keep up with some of the people are now essentially printing coloring books or cartoon characters full time. Mm-hmm. So we've been a victim of our own success and just giving away all these examples and people really starting to understand. And again, for me, it clicked with the coloring books, is bringing the coloring books to the NFP Pennsylvania conference and seeing multiple generations, sight or not, you know, with or without sight, right, all together, working on the same books, and just hearing and just listening, right, and hearing people say, I've never had a book that wasn't white on white, right, or I've never had anything I could do with my siblings or my parents or my grandparents. And so, again, that was where it clicked, the difference between inclusive and accessible for me.
Nice. So, and just to dig in a little bit more, kind of how does the Color Ink Connect and some of the other, you know, kind of things, I guess, convey the kind of color and information to somebody who maybe isn't accessing that information visually?
Yeah, sure. I mean, again, a lot of times in science, I was calling it collaboration, right? You don't usually discover things on your own. You're part of a team, whether it's science or architecture, you know, whatever it is, right? It's part of this thing. And that's where, you know, I struggle with inclusion, with inclusive, because it sounded more like the, you know, the buzzwords from high big tech or from other places, like trying to sound like they were doing something by checking the box. And so I struggled with how to use it, that word, correctly, until really witnessing what it meant when you see people working together. So, but, you know, I guess the piece is that our earlier products, again, they're unique on the graphics and the multi-height tactile graphics is still something that nobody else does, but we keep pushing the envelope. And so the color patterns, again, we throw things out there and people are like, well, what's the standard? Well, there isn't one, okay? So we just keep trying it and testing it on people to see what we can see as the benefits. And that's in this case, it really has exploded. And so that's where the adding the Color Ink Connect to our Elite 200 production printer. So then we have a brand new color ink printer attachment that goes onto the back of the Elite 200. And so, and the idea being, let's not slow down our fastest embosser. Cause like with our black ink one, it kind of slowed everything down, right, to do the ink on this. And this is now doing the ink in as a pipeline, you know, within the tactographic. So it's doing the ink on the thing that it just tactiled. And then so then the next page is already coming through and being tactiled as it goes through this tractor feed paper path through this thing. So, you know, we're able to do something like 1,000 pages in 4 hours.
Nice.
Which is just, you know, insane when you start looking at, okay, before we're doing, you know, 30 to 50 sheets at a time, right? And whether it's with the spot dot, it's doing one at a time through it, but with a stack, but it's kind of doing the ink and then pausing and then doing the emboss. And on the two-pass process, right, you're having to go get stacks of paper and move them through and babysit them through the process. So this was just something that we are our own best customer in this case, is because we're able to print thousands of color wheels and examples of the butterfly thing that we've been putting in all of the bags so that everyone else can kind of, you don't understand what it is till you experience it, right? So, and people seem to be, I mean, we offer the samples on our website. They can click on it and request samples there. But again, at the shows is where you really get the people that just kind of walk up, and we can give away 300 bags at ATIA, and then now we just got back from CSUN. And so showing that, and then people being able to walk up and say, hey, well, what about this? And it's like, okay, yeah, I can print those. We've got them all. I got everything here. You want to see something and see what it, you know, because again, I guess it's just experiencing it for yourself is way better than me talking about it.
Yeah, it's always kind of hard to do from a podcast, but I can definitely tell you as somebody who didn't make it to CSUN, but did see you guys at ATIA and was able to see it. It's so cool because it gives you just a whole nother level of being able to kind of understand. And I mean, to kind of explain it, yeah, like you said, it's just all the tactile feel, and it gives you just so much more information than you would get from just words or print or something like that. You can actually convey pictures and color and, you know, just all kinds of other information in there just from the tips of your fingers, you know, from actually feeling it on there. So it gives you just so much more, and really, I'm sure, can just open up so many doors in education, like you said, even in the arts, but also, you know, graphs and just tons of more information can be conveyed just having that extra that extra piece, that extra information to be able to come through. So it's super cool. And like you said, it is a little bit harder to convey, just kind of, you know, when you can't really reach out and touch it. But hopefully this will at least get folks to go and check it out kind of on their own so they can see and hopefully get an experience of it for themselves as well.
Again, it's like it's also trying to, I guess, making it more approachable too. I mean, some of the things that I see people struggling, again, this is this going out there and asking people what they're doing, is even just trying to sometimes handwrite the text above the Braille, because a Braille document just looks like a white document. If you don't read the Braille, then how is someone going to then assist if it's a student teacher or a parent or somebody else that isn't a Braille expert? How do they help? And even just, or even for self learning parts of it, right? Is if you have someone that's, we hear all the time where someone has a degenerative condition where they're going to be losing their sight, and they're trying to learn Braille, and being able to just do, you know, automatically within our software, put large font ink and double space the Braille so you can have large font and then Braille below it, right? Again, it's something that people can do for themselves in that way, right? So, I mean, that to me is the we just skip over some of the really easy things that are powerful, because again, we think it's obvious that you could do that, but then we see people doing some amazingly difficult ways to do these things and time-consuming things that are essentially, again, fully automated between our software and our hardware, just because we forget to mention some of the easy things.
Yeah, yeah. So kind of speaking of just some of the things that you've seen, Dan, could you share a story or two with us about maybe how someone's used something from View Plus Technologies, maybe in a new way, or just maybe how it's maybe made a big difference in their lives?
Yeah, I mean, some of my favorite stories, right? I was taking a Stanford business class through one of my peer groups, and there was a module on storytelling, and I was like, I really want to collect some of these amazing people who happen to be blind and their stories, right? And so I started asking around, and that's where they're coming out of the woodwork, right? Now it's like, oh, now I need to have a podcast or write a book or do something, right, to share all these stories. But some of my favorite ones, I mean, a lot of the listeners probably are familiar with Chancey Fleet. She's in the New York Public Library Technology Center. So, and she's been spearheading this effort to work with people to hand code SVGs, you know, so to make their own graphics, right? To make their own pictures with a text-based thing and then printing them on. At the time, it was our Delta printer, although one of the spinoffs, Marco, I should know his last name, he's out in California. So he was at CSUN and he was trying out artistic renderings that he's done. And he was trying them out on our newest Rogue, but has the highest resolution graphics that we have with some extra features to help highlight some of these structural things. So we were printing out the Golden Gate Bridge that he had created, to see how much more information he was able to glean from it with the cleaner graphic. And so, you know, just seeing the impact that one person can have on that. But my favorite story of Chancey was during the class time and during COVID, right? She got to take home the embosser from the library because they were closed. Mm-hmm. And it was also a great time. I think everyone else did this too, right? It's time to remodel your house. And so I'm like, oh, great. Tell me the story about how you used the thing at home to do it. I'm like, you know, thinking I got this great testimonial type thing, right? And then as she starts going on, I'm like, wait, it was way bigger than that. Was, you know, yes, it turns out she's the visual thinker, even though she's blind. And her husband was the one kind of laying out stuff in the floor plan, you know, in the floor plan tool. Mm-hmm. But he couldn't communicate to her what it looked like. And so they ended up just, oh, let's just print it out, see what happens. Sure enough, it came out well enough that they could then communicate so she could feel what he was trying to describe and help guide the process of relaying out their house or their kitchen or whatever it was. And so her takeaway, she wrote this all down for me. Her takeaway was, your embosser saved my marriage. And I was like, whoa, that was a way back, you know, that's really cool. Like, you know, better than goosebump stories are great, right? So, but yeah, I mean, there's so many amazing things of by empowering people to be able to self-learn and use the product themselves rather than someone trying to make something accessible for them, right? It's like, how do I get something more real time? How do I get something that I can do for myself? And that's kind of also where my other story is that, you know, the color patterns we were doing, I thought about, well, can we even do this technically? And then I played with a couple patterns to start off with, but I really needed to pull in. So I pulled in my dad and then Ashley Neighbor, who's worked with Independent Science, as we knew her from that. And then she's going and working on her PhD here at Oregon State. So she's been an intern here for us as well as still working for Independent Science. And so I started testing the patterns on them. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I don't like this one, or I don't like this one. And then, you know, we went out to shows when they started coming back again. So we've gone through lots of different iterations of the patterns. And now there's still no standard, but we've sort of stabilized on this interesting set of patterns that are very high contrast. And just seeing people be able to walk up, kind of study the color wheel, you know, with the seven colors of the artistic colors, and then go to the cartoons. Mm-hmm. And they're able to figure out so much more stuff. So, I mean, it all started with Bart Simpson. But some of my favorite stories are when the student was feeling the, I think it's on videos on our website too. She was feeling around the color wheel. And she's like, ooh, I really want to feel what pink feels like because I think it'll be soft. Then he was like, wow, I didn't think of that. I was just trying to differentiate different regions of the picture.
Sure.
then you know, Ashley was using it because, you know, her vision kind of comes and goes, right? So she, you know, now a Braille reader and heavily relying on a screen reader. And seeing her then on Amazon shopping for shirts and printing out the shirts to get the textures, to get the colors, because we have a 12 pattern one that's so you get much more different type shades of blues and reds and yellows and things that come out on that one. And so seeing someone using it in some way you never have ever anticipated, you know, those are again, you're hitting on something.
Oh, definitely. And yeah, I always just love the way that folks figure out how to use it in different ways. And I love that it can help, it can do everything from help you shopping on Amazon to saving your marriage. I think that's always a great thing.
We've got because I think the other interesting thing about this is, I guess, is empowering, you know, some of the blind techies that were out there. So there's the Get Braille people that, you know, we kind of let them borrow an embosser for a little while, and now they're getting contracts with zoos and museums to build, you know, tactile content. Plus, we've been involved with the Blind Canvas program. If you haven't heard of that one, that'd be an interesting interview to have Ben Fox on. He was in our booth at ATIA, but then he ended up getting his own one where they're interviewing, you know, blind people to get their stories, mm-hmm. and then having AI create the paintings of the story, of the momentous part of the story about what it was like to either go blind or be blind, or one of the experiences that they pick out as meaningful experience in their life that's kind of specific to being blind. Is very interesting stuff. And so I guess there's all sorts of cool stuff. But I mean, my personal thing is, as now I don't know when I discovered it, but I mean, realizing that I really like entrepreneurs and small business stuff is empowering, you know, these blind techies on making their, you know, finding a business and creating a business based on this type of stuff is really cool.
Dan, if our listeners want to find out more, kind of maybe about these stories, about View Plus Technologies, about all the really cool things y'all offer, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, well, we're all over, yeah, we're viewplus.com, viewplus.com is where, you know, the landing spot for everything. There's the Color In Connect is up there with some videos that we've about a webinar, plus the making of, if they want to find more about the Color In Connect. There's also under Contact Us, you can click on there, and there's you can book a 30-minute slot with Dan, me, or Lloyd. And so you can get on our calendars, and we can, you know, if you have any questions, you're not able to get answered or come by any of the shows that were things, we can show you a lot of that stuff or discuss things online through virtual meetings. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we're on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram and all that social stuff that I'm staying away from now, but we're all over that because we've been again, picking up a lot of strong partnerships through this as we've been expanding. As people see what we're doing now, I guess, is it was before that we were in sort of a box of just for techie science stuff. And now I feel like it's finally clicking that, no, this is good from pre-K through professional career, right? We've got the whole gamut, and the earlier that people start, the more choices that they'll have, as they go in through their educational and professional career.
Very cool. We'll put links all that down in the show notes so that folks can easily go and check it out. Dan Gardner, thank you so much for coming back on the show, for telling us about the cool new things you have, and really for just digging into everything that View Plus Technologies makes, and just how it can help individuals with just accessing the world around them, with really finding out more about color, more about just how things are. Or I love, just all the different things that that your products can do to really help folks that are blind and visually impaired, with everything from learning Braille, accessing print, getting access to Braille, to seeing colors and finding out just, I don't know, what everything's all about. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Do you have a question about assistive technology? Do you have a suggestion for someone we should interview on an assistive technology update? If so, call our listener line at 317-721-7124, send us an email at tech@eastersealscrossroads.org, or shoot us a note on Twitter @InDataProject. Our captions and transcripts for the show are sponsored by the Indiana Telephone Relay Access Corporation, or INTRAC. You can find out more about INTRAC at relayindiana.com. A special thanks to Nicole Prieto for scheduling our amazing guests and making a mess of my schedule. Today's show was produced, edited, hosted, and fraught over by yours truly. The opinions expressed by our guests are their own and may or may not reflect those of the Indata Project, Easterseals Crossroads, our supporting partners, or this host. This was your Assistive Technology Update, and I'm Josh Anderson with the Indata Project at Easterseals Crossroads in beautiful Indianapolis, Indiana. We look forward to seeing you next time. Bye-bye.